You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So if you're over in Massachusetts in the town of Holden and you're near the Mount View Middle School there, you'll notice on the road where it says school, right, it's misspelled. It's S-H-C-O-O-L. That's hard to even misspell it. And you've seen a lot of those, probably. People take photographs. Lord, they misspelled school. How dumb is that? And I used to think they did it on purpose. I'm still not convinced that they didn't do it on purpose. Even though the town said, oh, thanks for everybody pointing it out. We'll get it corrected as soon as possible. Well, you know, because there's certain things that you see all the time. And so your mind, you just kind of let it go. You don't see it. You see, right? In other words, you've ever been told you should never proofread your own writing because you know what you wrote, and that's what your mind is going to see. Somebody else will point it out. So anyway, I was just thinking, I mean, it's not serious, but I just thought they probably did that so people would notice that it was a school zone, and now that everybody's noticed it, we can move on and get it corrected, right?
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
You may have heard about the baseball player Shohei Ohtani. I mean, they've been talking about him even when he played in Japan. And he's phenomenal. He pitches and he hits. And he's currently, I guess, holding the home run record. And pitching, you know, phenomenal games as well. He's just a once-in-a-lifetime type player. Not to take anything away from him. I mean, he recently had an incredible game, pitching and hitting. Same game, right? It's kind of old school, right? And when they decided, the Angels decided they weren't going to trade him or anything. But I want to give you a throwback to the old school, the real old school athletics, baseball. Back when Satchel Paige was pitching for what they called the Negro Leagues back in the 40s, he didn't get an opportunity to be in the major leagues until he was 41 years old, 1948. In 1959, I believe, or 52, somewhere in the 55, something like that. 1965. The Kansas City owner, Charlie O'Finley, decided to bring him out of retirement. He had some of the Negro League players that he wanted to honor, and Satchel Paige was 59 years old, pitched three innings against the Boston Red Sox, gave up one hit, no runs, one hit. That was it. 59 years old. But I got a kick out of listening to Satchel Paige talk in an interview with Dick Cavett one time about how many games he plays. That's a phenomenon.
I pitched in 160-some ball games in a row. I did it for 3 years straight.
160?
Three.
Yeah.
Straight.
And there were legends that you pitched doubleheaders.
Yes, I did.
Which is unheard of.
And then, yes, I used to pitch doubleheaders. Then you play three games a day, a morning game, evening game, and a night game. I think back in those days, back in the 20s and on up until now, you know, we're pitching. So I just stopped a couple of years ago, and they wanted to know how long was I going to pitch. Now, I didn't know. I just stopped because my wife told me to stop. I just pitched on. 50, 60 years didn't make no difference with me pitching. You understand what I'm talking about?
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
So if you saw where a boa constrictor, I believe that's right, over in Massachusetts was on the loose. That's what they reported in the middle of last week. Lexington Police Department. They issued a warning on social media. There's a loose boa constrictor. What? Well, it turned out not to be true. It was, I guess, maybe behind the CVS, center of town, something like that. It was actually a pet that someone had. And people wanted to take a photograph, so we put it down, and some people took a photograph. I don't know how it got out. Sometimes we don't know how things get out. The fact that it's loose in town, you know. Please try to. But some people, you know, if you saw a snake, like if you came around the corner and there's a snake on the ground, and it's not a native, you're like, what in the world is happening? But we're certainly all have a sigh of relief. Concerned parent, I guess, saw photos, mistakenly thought it was roaming the area. So that's how it got out there. So it was confirmed that that was a mistake. It did have an owner, all that. Whenever I find out that there is a loose boa constrictor out and about, it you rest easy and you don't really pay any attention to it if it's like in Miami, do you?
Got that right. Too.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The sound of life.
Oh, this is amazing. I came across this. I guarantee you never thought of this, right? This is so amazing. Do you know that your grandmother carried part of you inside her womb? Mm-hmm. How in the world did that happen? Well, a female young one, or as the Latin word is fetus, female baby, is born with all the eggs she'll ever have in a lifetime. So when your grandmother was carrying your mother in her womb, you were a tiny egg in your mother's ovaries, okay? Isn't that amazing? See, the three of you have been connected for a very long time, continuing the fact that women are amazing. Amen. Yes, they are.
Amen. Amen.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The sound of life.
Among the many famous birthdays today, one of those is Mark Cuban, who you may know. He got to be very wealthy Texas person. He owns a Dallas Mavericks basketball team. He's on Shark Tanks, where he got a lot of publicity. He used to really have a big mouth, and I think he's calmed down some. But Mark Cuban said, work like there's someone working 24 hours a day to take it all away from you. And I guess that's the way he's worked, and maybe if you're selling computer parts or whatever, that's the way to work. But I was thinking, sometimes that's what the devil wants you to think about your salvation. Hey, pal, I'm working 24/7 right now trying to figure out how you can lose it, right? That's what he wants you to think. But God wants you to know you're secure. You're saved for eternity. That's what he said, right? Yep, that's it.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
I have had such blessings with vehicles, and I'll tell you one of those. It had to do with when I came out of Keller Army Hospital on the grounds of West Point. I used to go there on business. I came out. I had basically a bolt sticking out of one of the tires in my vehicle. All right. And so don't ask me why. Don't fuss at me or anything like that. It's long since happened. But I went out up 9W. Why didn't I go take it to a place in High Falls? I don't know. I went up Storm King, went over, went through Newburgh, right through the city of Newburgh, got on I-84, headed west, and all of a sudden I heard boom, and I went, oh, there it is. Guess where I was? Right in front of an exit. I limped off the exit, made a right. And there was, at the time, it was an Exxon gas station there. It was a gas station there. I went right in, pulled in, cars, I went in, the guy says, I'll be with you in a second. I said, oh, take your time. It's all right. Okay. And I'm standing in the gas station. And it was all these letters that people had written about how happy they were with the service of this gas station. And I was like, wowee, and I thought, even God takes care of the idiot like me,
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the sound of life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show reminding you that prayer is not an exercise in futility. You're not speaking out into the night or simply getting things off your chest, no. We remind ourselves that God listens to our prayer, that he is there, and that he does hear us.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.